Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Breed, it's a pleasure to have you on with us this week. March, guaranteed Irish month, and of course with St. Patrick's Day just around the corner, it's a lovely tie-in. The Guaranteed Irish brand is one that I don't think anybody wouldn't be aware of, but there's so much more to it than just saying, well, a company is Irish. It's a national symbol of trust, isn't it?
Absolutely, and thanks for having me on, Carol, to talk about it. March marks Guaranteed Irish Month every year, and we launched that about 5 years ago, and it's been really successful. And what it does is it says to everybody, just remember that by supporting Guaranteed Irish, you're supporting people who have businesses, who are supporting jobs, who are supporting communities, and who are showcasing the best of Ireland, be they homegrown or international. And that's, I suppose, the big difference that has come over the last number of years, whereby Guaranteed Irish is not just about supporting Irish businesses, it's about supporting all businesses based in Ireland, and in there lies the difference. There are so many people in so many countries are based here now, and see Ireland as a great place in which to invest. And we want those who are going to support us and our economy and support those jobs and support and sustain our communities and drive that sustainability and circular economy throughout Ireland.
Right. And I think it's more important now than ever, isn't it? I mean, when you consider what the businesses had to go through over the last couple of years, particularly. So it's more important than ever that we support our own local businesses.
Absolutely. And I suppose we need to dig and scratch the surface a little bit deeper there, Carol, if I may. So, for example, during COVID, everybody was really keen to support local, which was really welcome. But local isn't enough. We have to look at what local means. Local means supporting Irish businesses and businesses who are based here and paying their taxes here, who are supporting other people in employment, who are supporting other jobs, who are supporting Irish people. So it's all about, you know, one good turn deserves another. We all need to back scratch. And I mean, we've come out from an unbelievable landscape in business here in Ireland. We had the recession, we've had Brexit, we had COVID, and now we're into a global crisis between Ukraine and Russia, and really Russia and the rest of the world. So if ever there was a call for short supply chains to be here to stay, this is a sign, and there is no question about that. We need to know and trust where our business and our products and our services are coming from. So something similar in terms of news. We need to know where our news is coming from. Great to see Sunshine Radio as a Guaranteed Irish business. We need to know our news and our facts are true and important. We need to know the businesses that we're buying from can actually fill our supply chain. And we need to know when we order something online or in person that it's going to be there. So the shortest supply chains are the order of the day, and sustainability is our theme for 2022 in Guaranteed Irish prior to all the global crisis. But in terms of the green agenda, it's up high, and we need to make sure that we're supporting companies and helping companies become sustainable themselves, because we're all on this journey. Yeah. None of us are fully sustainable. We all have to jump on this journey together and make this happen. And it's about showcasing all of those that are. And just if I can, Carol, I think that people don't realise about Guaranteed Irish. You know, there are so many sectors out there that have amazing lobby groups, but there's over 100,000 people in Ireland employed by Guaranteed Irish businesses. 70% of those expect to see a rise in both their business and in the number of employees they're going to take on in 2022, which is really important. Those sales generated by those companies here in Ireland alone are worth €13.15 billion to the Irish economy. And globally, their revenue is worth €34.76 billion. So a huge number as well in terms of the impact they're having across the globe. And 60% of Guaranteed Irish businesses export. So we know we have the supply chain to fill Ireland. And now we're also able to export. And we need to export with trust and confidence. And people need to import in other countries from Ireland with trust and confidence. And the Guaranteed Irish says, look, we guarantee you that we're reliable. We guarantee you we do the right thing. We guarantee you that we're supporting jobs in our communities, and we're doing it in a sustainable way as possible.
Can you just tell me, because as I said at the start there, Breed, I don't think there's anybody who doesn't recognise the Guaranteed Irish symbol. What does a company have to do in order to get that seal of approval from you?
So Guaranteed Irish is a national seal of approval, and really stands for trust and provenance. And when you see the G on the package or the service that you're buying, you know that you can trust it. For a person to get that, they just can't apply and pay a fee and get in. it's a real due diligence process. So they make an application through an online form, an inquiry form through guaranteedirish.ie. The application form then goes to an appraisals board, and the application form and the appraisals team are all looking for, how is this company supporting jobs and the Irish economy? How is it sustaining communities in which they're based? Are they good to the community, or are they take? And then the third piece is, are they showcasing the best of Ireland? Are they making Ireland look good? So we want to make sure that we're going toe-to-toe with every other country in the world in terms of our products and services that are coming out of here. And that is a good story for Guaranteed Irish. And it's a good story for Ireland, because it makes people want to come, invest and work and live here. And that's really important. Once they get through that appraisal process and they are successful, they then join the Guaranteed Irish community of 2,000 businesses already who are members. And those that, as I said, employ 100,000 people in excess of it. And they network really, really tightly together. There's an exclusive networking opportunity between them online, but there's also lots of events and PR and marketing, whole host of opportunities from podcasts to, you know, media opportunities to meet the buyer opportunities available through Guaranteed Irish, which is amazing. But they have to become a member first. And to do that, they have to become a licensed trademark holder. And they can only do that by getting through the appraisal process I've just described. All right.
Now, you mentioned Sunshine there, that we do have the Guaranteed Irish symbol attached to Sunshine. And not only that, actually, but we've been nominated in the professional services categories for the forthcoming Guaranteed Irish Business Awards, which we're very proud of, I have to say. And those awards, they take place at the Shelburne on the 24th of this month, yeah?
That's right. So Guaranteed Irish Month, as I said at the top of the conversation, is March. And along with all the typical things that start in March, you know, where the evenings are getting a bit longer, Carl, people are in better form, the tourism season starts in earnest, both at home and abroad. And I suppose we've St. Patrick's Day, which is a big landmark for the whole country, both at home and abroad as well, I might add. But I suppose this year we have so many events. So please jump on to guaranteedirish.ie and go to the events section and drop into the calendar of events section. One of those events is hosting the first ever Guaranteed Irish Business Awards, which are taking place in the Shelburne, as you mentioned. Those awards, I suppose they've been so long awaited. I can't believe, actually, they're the first when I think about it. But we're delighted to host them, and especially after coming out of lockdown and COVID and everything, and everybody wants to celebrate and highlight, look, we are the best in class of what we do, and we are proud to be Irish, and we are going to continue to do our best. And it's about looking out for the G. So look out for the G on those awards, on those people who receive them. And to be shortlisted is amazing in the first place, because the competition was absolutely really tough, I have to say, for the first year out of the trials. We couldn't believe it. We had a very strong panel of judges. Huge due diligence went in place of it. I'm delighted to say I did not have to do that, because I was a little bit too involved. So obviously I have to stay removed from it. But it's great to see that the judging process was so rigorous, and real worthy winners will be announced on the night. So we're looking forward to that. And for anybody who's involved in it or supporting it, or our sponsors, a PTSD or a title sponsors, have been amazing. We've been amazing other sponsors for all the categories, and we cannot say enough of them. Without them, we can't survive. Guaranteed Irish, I must say, is a not-for-profit organisation. We have a voluntary board of directors. Our appraisals board are voluntary, all professionals who really just want to do the right thing by Ireland. So it's been an amazing effort to get to this stage, but it's run by a professional team of media, PR, marketing, people, I suppose, who are good at getting people to network and sales, create sales opportunities for others. So it's all about championing our successful businesses. And on the 24th, we'll celebrate the best of them. And we're looking forward to that enormously.
Absolutely. And as I said, we're very proud to have been nominated and in such salubrious company too. So, yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Delighted to have that event.
Indeed.
It's great to see the media and the services coming through as much as the product, because I think that's really important. Ireland is a service economy. We've been very strong at that, and we really want to highlight that, and break it. Sunshine Radio are part of that as well, of course.
Lovely. All right. Well, Breed O'Connell, an absolute pleasure to chat with you on the show this week. If anyone wants to find out more information, it's all on the website, guaranteedirish.ie. And of course, the hashtag on social media as well.
Hashtag is altogether better, but on the awards, it's a part of the hashtag Guaranteed Irish Business Awards. So loads of opportunities, but jump onto the Twitter or LinkedIn or the website to find all information, and it's all there available at everybody's fingertips. And Everybody is welcome to apply. And look, our job is about supporting businesses. So if we can at all accommodate or facilitate opportunities between businesses, we're delighted, and that's what we're there to do. So please do make contact and let us help you.
Okay. Breed O'Connell, as I said, a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you very much, and all the very best for Guaranteed Irish Month.
Thank you, Carol.